The unsaved are always trying to redeem themselves through social justice, through virtue signaling, through pleasers of men, outward show, but their heart ain't, they don't have a new heart. So it's all about works, charity. They create these charitable organizations because they're trying to appease God without even knowing they're trying to appease God. They're trying to cover their sin. They know they're bad deep down, but they won't admit sin. So they're always trying to do good works and good deeds, but when you say faith alone and Jesus alone and your good deeds and your good works are a hill of beans, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They're always trying to cover their sin. Deep down, the unsaved, deep down, everything that they do is to try to cover their sin. The Bible says, he that wins souls hides a multitude of sins. What does that mean? You get some rewards in heaven at the Bema Seat. You got the Bema Seat of Christ, which is the judgment seat of Christ for the church. And then you got the Great White Throne Judgment, which is the judgment seat for the lost before they go to hell, to see how deep of a pit they go into. You know, there's different levels of hell. Just like there's different responsibilities in heaven, or different privileges, or whatever the word you want to use. There's different access points, you know. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. Really, what is heaven really? It's praise and worship. Holy. Whole, healed, healthy. When I see these social justice warriors trying to be good in front of mankind, but they forget the Ten Commandments, they forget what God, they forget, they spit on Jesus, they put Jesus on the cross and don't admit it. They killed Jesus and won't admit it. They sent Jesus to the cross, their sin, but they won't admit it. And all these organizations that are do-gooders, it's like, why are they trying to do good when they're, what about abortion? What about gay marriage? What about murder? What about drunkenness? What about all the sin? And they're trying to hit one thing, or why would they do that? Why would they do that? Because they're trying to appease man, or appease themselves, or appease God. Deep down, they're trying to look good in front of God, in front of man, in front of themselves. Instead of a painted face, it's a fake outward show, a painted outward show of being a do-gooder, when inside their heart's pure evil. And they won't admit it. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Sin to the hilt. But they won't admit it. Instead of admitting it, they try to cover it with good deeds and good works and outward show. And social justice and virtue signaling and being perfect. There's a lot of perfectionists out there. They're trying to cover their sin by being perfect, a perfectionist. It's ridiculous. And it's happening all the time. It's everywhere. It's happening in most, 99% of the people are trying to appease God without even knowing it. Trying to appease their sin in their own energy, their own flesh. That's the whole world. They're trying to get back to heaven by good works instead of faith alone in Jesus, because they have no good works. The five crowns that the Bible talks about, those are because of the work of Christ. I did a video on that. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in you. That's why they throw the crown back down to Jesus, because they realize that all the good works that they did wasn't them. It was Christ in them. Any good work that they did, they throw the crown back down at the foot of Jesus, because they know it wasn't them. It was Jesus, the Holy Spirit in them, the seed of the Word of God in the womb of their heart, that they throw the crowns back at the feet of Jesus, and He gets all the praise and glory, because any good deeds or winning souls or anything is because of Christ in you doing the work through you as a vessel. I always wondered about that. Why would they throw, they got their crowns and they threw it back down. God gave them a crown. Jesus gave them a crown and they threw it back at Him. Said, we don't deserve this crown. You were working through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the truth, people. Clay vessels. Clay vessels thinking they can be good enough. Clay creatures thinking you can climb to heaven when your clay body's going 6 foot under. Clay creatures trying to climb to heaven. They better start working hard. They better do double time and triple time. Because you ain't going to make it. You might as well get it all, try to get it done while you're young before it wears you out. And then give up and cry out to God and say, I can't be good enough. Lord, I can't be good enough. And He'll say, well, that's where I wanted you to be. I know you can't be good enough. That's why Jesus went to the cross and believe on My Son. Believe on Jesus. Run to Jesus. Receive Jesus. Ask Jesus into your heart. Seek, knock, ask. You think your crowns are your work? You think you're doing it? You think you're doing anything? You really think you're doing something? You think your intelligence is from yourself? Do you think your strength is from yourself? Do you think your breath is from yourself? The Bible makes it clear every breath is from God. And if every breath, do you really think your intelligence and your effort and your ingenuity is from yourself? I don't think so. If your own breath is from God, how can your own intelligence be from yourself? How can your own effort be your own effort? God gives gifts unto men. You see it in the Old Testament. He gave some how to do music, and some how to do art, and some how to do work with metal, and some how to work with clay, and some build bricks and houses. God gave mankind different gifts. Do you really think that you created that gift? That's a trip. It's a trip. If God gives you your breath, do you really think that your gifts are from you? Really? Think about that. Do you really think your social justice effort is going to make you right with God and your sin stinks to the high heaven? Do you really think that? That's the heart of man. Man's trying to be good enough. Man's trying to be good enough. It's works versus faith. Everywhere, all the time. The energy of the flesh, man's effort that never ends, man's unending effort versus God's finished work. man's unending work trying to, and he never gets anywhere, or God's finished work. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus had to die. Ready to go down, preach to the spirits in prison. 3 days, rise up. How can death hold eternal life? The Pentecostals would say, Jesus lost his salvation, went down. How can eternal life lose eternal life? He can't. How can eternal life lose eternal life? He can't. He is life. He tasted death for all men. He had to go through everything as a great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He had to go through everything you're going to go through after the order of Melchizedek. After the order of Melchizedek, a great high priest with a never-ending priesthood, he ever lives to make intercession for the saints. It's a never-ending priesthood. And if the priesthood has changed, there's a necessity that the law would change. And so we move from law, blue-letter law, to under draconian blue-letter law, to grace. To grace. We move from blue-letter law to red grace. The blood. There's 8 sides to that stop sign. That red stop sign's got, I've been looking at one of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 sides. You're behind the 8 ball. You're in a lot of trouble. But there's the blood. You're behind the 8 ball. You're in a lot of trouble. But the stop sign's got the red on it, which is the blood. When I first started seeing the holographic truth that's written everywhere in every dimension, I started seeing like the birds and the horns and the, it was like I was actually seeing the matrix. I couldn't believe it. I was seeing the matrix. It's all a matrix. But it's a spirit. It's not like the matrix of Neo and the movie The Matrix. It's a spiritual matrix, and that matrix is real, and is not only just a spiritual matrix, a fractal hologram matrix. And so everything that you're doing is happening in fractally, because there's really not much to the story. I mean, it's important, and yes, it's the greatest story ever, but there's not many different things that could happen. All you're going to have happen is law and grace, sacrifice, resurrection, the cycle, the birthing, the development, the growth. There's only so many things that's going to happen in your story on a daily basis, or my story, or anybody's story. Go to sleep, you die, you raise up the next day, you wake up, new life. The resurrection story is happening all the time, so there's nothing new about it. So your world, there's going to be the same story over and over and over. I don't know what else to tell you, except if you're trying to be good enough to get to heaven, you're trying to appease a holy God with your unholy works. And the God is only happy with his Son. So all your good works will not match up. And so the only thing I can tell you is go ahead and do some good works. We all should. But that's not, you don't do good works to get to be holy. You get holy by believing on Jesus and renewing your mind in the Word. The Holy Spirit sets you apart. And it's not doing something. It's just being. It's being something. It's being something. It's not doing something. It's being something. Walking in the Spirit is love and truth. It's not works. It's just being, walking in love. Live, your heart's in love and your heart's in truth. And everything else is easy after that. It's just like, it's the easy button, to be honest with you, because Jesus already paid it all. It's done. It's finished.